Christmas can really highlight what's happening when you're grieving, because at Christmas time we think of it as a time that we spend with family, that we come together, we connect with the people we care about, we are grateful for the things that we have in our lives. And when you're grieving, there are a lot of the things that you're missing. So it puts a spotlight on what's really happening in your life. And there are lots of expectations about what Christmas will be like, that we'll have this wonderful Christmas with family, that we'll all come together and be happy and have fun, when actually if you're the person who's missing someone, if you're grieving for somebody, then that gap just becomes so much more obvious to you.
How did you cope?
It has taken me a long time, and I don't know that there is ever an end to that. I can't say that now I know how to do it, because it's an ongoing process. It's been 12 years since my husband died, but I think it has been a bit different for me because my husband died at Christmas time, and it's our wedding anniversary in December, and it was his birthday as well. So Christmas has been quite difficult for me over those years. So it has been a process of understanding what's happening for me and what I'm trying to process within myself, but also trying to make sure that I stay connected with who I'm with right here in the moment. So it's very easy to get wrapped up in what you've lost. But of course, at the same time, I'm surrounded by family and friends and people who care about me. And I have clothes and food and a great life. So it's about trying to come back and being present in the moment.
Being grateful for what you have.
Absolutely.
That's almost mindfulness. I mean, is this some of the practices you've adopted to assist you in that resilience?
Yes, it has been. It's been about how can I remember Stu and the life that we had together and be thankful for that and keep that as part of me, but also stay within the moment and be mindful of what's around me. So it's things and also manage the stress that causes. Christmas comes with its own stress, and if you're also experiencing some grief, that can really compound, and it's easy to get into a downward spiral and spend a lot of time going downwards and then spend a lot of time trying to get out of that. What I've learned to do is to prepare as much as I can, have a plan for what Christmas might mean for me, what stresses it might bring for me, what I'm going to do at Christmas time, make sure I've got a plan for the day. And often, really, the lead up to Christmas is harder than the actual day. The day is lovely. You're with friends and family and you can have a nice time. But the lead up to Christmas, that anticipation can be more difficult. And then sometimes the days after can also be more difficult when you're just exhausted from going through all of that.
Family and friends often mean well, but they find it difficult to know, you know, just how to approach someone, particularly in the first years following the loss of someone significant in your life. What role do you think they play, and how do you educate them into how to respond?
Yes, that's really important. And I know that family and friends around me didn't know what to say or what to do, and I didn't either. So we all kind of stood around just looking awkward for a while. And then I think it's just about being honest and saying, well, you know, I don't know what to say, because we do have this expectation that we should have the answer, but often there isn't one. It's just about being together, about holding the person's hand, about saying, do you want to talk about him? A survey was done where people were asked, what do you think you should do when you're in the company of a person who's grieving? And they said, just say nothing, just leave it go. And the grieving person said, I want to be able to talk about the person. I want to be able to keep them alive. So it's about allowing that to happen in a way that everyone can enjoy. So at Christmas time, that can be about having a toast to the person or the people who aren't there, or cooking their favourite meal, or showing some of the old movies, or talking about them, hanging a Christmas decoration on the tree that reminds you of them, and talking about the past Christmases. So finding ways for them to be part of the Christmas without it being uncomfortable.
Why do you think it is so uncomfortable?
Because we hate to see our friends and family in pain, and we want them to be okay. So we think if we just don't talk about it, if we just pretend it's not there, then we can, you know, it doesn't exist, and everyone will be okay. And because it can frighten us, you know, if we say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing, then we might upset that relationship. They might not like us anymore. We want them to stay as our friends, so we're fearful. And sometimes we can ask, are you okay? And they say no, and then you have to have a response to that. So it's about, can be just about a lack of skill or knowledge about how do I just be there for that person. There's no malice intended. It's just about our own insecurities as a person as well.
So how will you go about sharing that message? You know, I know that it's probably formed part of the book you've written in order to help other people who experience that sort of loss, but you're saying 12 years on, you know, it's still a work in progress.
Yes, it is. And I think that's one of the things to recognise, because there are lots of these ideas about how grief works, that it takes about a year, that when you meet someone new, that, you know, it's pretty much over then, or all you need to do is get remarried or have another child and, you know, and it goes away, or and you get to a point where you get over it and you move on. That's just not real. Grief doesn't have a time frame, and it's not the same for everybody. Everyone grieves in their own way and needs to be able to have the space and the time to do that. So even acknowledging that someone 10 years on might still be struggling, there might be something that triggers them that year that can make it difficult, and just acknowledging that that can happen and being there for the person, not judging them for how their grief happens.